Zechariah chapter 11. Open your doors, O Lebanon, so that the fire can devour your cedars. Howl, fir tree, for the cedar is fallen, because the mighty have been spoiled. Howl, O you oaks of Bashan, for the forest of the vintage is coming down. There is a voice of the howling of the shepherds, because their mantle is spoiled. A voice of the roaring of young lions, because the pride of Jordan is spoiled. Thus says Yahweh, my Elohim, feed the flock of the slaughter, whose possessors kill them, and hold themselves not guilty, and they who sell them say, blessed be Yahweh, for I am rich, and their own shepherds pity them not. For I will no more pity the inhabitants of the land, says Yahweh, but I will deliver the men, every one, into his neighbor's hand, and into the hand of his king, and they will smite the land, and out of their hand I will not deliver. And I will feed the flock of slaughter, you, O poor of the flock. And I took to me two staves, one I called Beauty, the other I called Bands, and I fed the flock. Three shepherds did I also cut off in 1 month, and my soul hated them, and their soul also hated me. And then I said, I will not feed you. That will die, let it die. And that which is to be cut off, let it be cut off, and let the rest eat every one the flesh of another. And I took my staff, Beauty, and I cut it asunder, so that I might break my covenant which I had made with all the people, and it was broken in that day. And so the poor of the flock that waited upon me knew it was the word of Yahweh. And I said to them, If you think that this is good, give me my price, and if not, forbear. And so they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver. And Yahweh said to me, throw it to the potter, a goodly price that I was priced at of them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver, and I threw them to the potter in the house of Yahweh. Then I cut my other staff in two bands, so that I might break the brotherhood between Yehuda and Israel. And Yahweh said to me, take to you yet the instruments of a foolish shepherd. For this I will raise up a shepherd in the land, which will not visit those that have been cut off, neither will they seek the young one, nor heal that which is broken, nor feed that which stands still. But he will eat the flesh of the fat and tear their claws in pieces. Woe to the idle shepherd who leaves the flock! The sword will be upon his arm and upon his right eye. His arm will be clean dried up, and his right eye will be utterly darkened. End of chapter.